It's been almost 4 months, and residents of the Houston area are still recovering from Hurricane Harvey. The massive storm dumped more than 4 feet of rain on some parts of Texas back in August. At the time, lots of people, including us here at The World, were asking how much climate change played a role in the storm's intensity. Well, now we have some idea. Two new scientific analyses released today show that warmer temperatures linked to climate change did probably make the storm worse than it would have been otherwise. Our Livable Planet reporter Carolyn Beeler is here to explain these two scientific studies in plain English. What did these two reports find, Carolyn?
They basically found that climate change led to a lot more rain falling than might have otherwise been the case. 15% to 38% more rainfall, depending on which of these studies you're looking at.
Right.
And one of the studies by the World Weather Attribution Network found that climate change made a storm like Harvey 3 times more likely than it would have been in a world without climate change.
And tell us exactly why that would be. Like, what is the link between warmer temperatures and climate change?
So warmer temperatures mean more water evaporates into the air. It also means the air can hold more water, which means that air can then dump more water onto the ground in these big precipitation events. But that only accounts for part of the increase, according to the lead author of the Weather Attribution Network study. His name is Hert-Jan van Oldenburg.
We expected at least the 6-7% that you get from an increase in moisture in the atmosphere. We were surprised to find more than that in the observations in one of the two climate models.
So this study didn't look at what the rest of that rainfall increase was caused by, but one theory is that climate change is making winds moving from the Gulf inland stronger, which means they can, you know, bring more precipitation from the Gulf.
Now, this science of figuring out exactly how much of a weather event is caused by climate change, this is pretty new. How did these two teams do these studies?
So they used somewhat similar models. So we'll focus here on von Oldenburg's group. So they took historic rainfall data from across the Gulf of Mexico going back to the 1800s, and they figured out the probability in the real world of an event like this happening. And then they compared that using computer models to the probability of an event like this happening in a world where there was no climate change and compared those two figures.
It sounds like researchers were surprised by just how much climate change fueled the rains of Harvey. What struck you, Carolyn, about these studies?
Not so much what these studies told us about Harvey, but what they tell us about the future. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty here, but von Oldenburg's study found that if we continue burning fossil fuels like we do today, the intensity of storms like Harvey could increase by up to 50%.
Wow.
And it could be 10 times more likely. Now, it's still pretty unlikely, but when you look at the cost of Harvey, it's been linked to the deaths of more than 80 people, flooded something like 100,000 homes. I think it's important to remember that these storms going forward are going to be just slightly more common than they are today.
The World's Livable Planet reporter Carolyn Beeler unpacking today's news on the link between climate change and Hurricane Harvey. Carolyn, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.